I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning, all you lovely people, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, and it's a short month, by the way. So we don't leap this year, but It's less than 2 weeks left in the month, and so that's kind of interesting. Yesterday, I discussed some, I think, you know, local types of things, Montana in this case, which I think are sort of representative of things that are, that we're dealing with nationwide. And so I kind of want to continue on from there. You know, it's interesting. There are things happening, and some of it we can't really do anything about. It's, you know, when you really think about it, I mean, the forces that are being brought to bear affect more than just small businesses. You know, we are not entitled to, and we don't have a right to, some of these things that we've come to, I think, take for granted. You know, even some of the big box stores, I think, are hurting in ways that most people don't realize. You can see it. You know, we're not all entitled to a Staples or an Office Max or an Office Depot or a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a Walmart or Target or Shopko or whatever. But I think people have come to feel entitled to those things. It wasn't that long ago when those things didn't exist. You know, you could maybe you could go to the local mercantile, or you could get the Sears catalog, and that was Amazon before Amazon. But I think people feel entitled to these things that are generally made in other places, and that's a fascinating thing. You know, we seem to, it's funny how we, you know, set aside our troubled conscience when buying goods. A lot of people want to talk politics and China, for example, but when it comes to goods produced overseas, well, suddenly we turn a blind eye to those kinds of things, which is a curious bit of hypocrisy, I would say. So I think a lot of those businesses are affected too, and there are some choices that may be forced upon us ultimately, but have we done everything we can do to stave off the worst aspects of what is planned for all of us? You know, I mentioned Leah Holman's article, Klaus Schwab's puppet, Young Global Leaders Revealed, Trudeau in Canada, Buttigieg in U.S., Macron in France, and many more. Do we have the proper perspective about these organizations? Because they are subversive, these kinds of organizations. And these people who would affiliate themselves with these organizations. And, you know, there it seems there is always the esoteric, occult, Freemasonic element at work in the midst. You know, you think of guys like William Jefferson Blythe, Clinton, visiting the White House as a young DeMolay initiate, and then becoming president, and all of the other exploits, shall we say, and escapades along the way. And he was, what was he, class of 93, I think, in the Young Global Leaders, I want to say. I think he was class of 93. It's in the article. So, you know, it's difficult, if not impossible, to hide this kind of information entirely. But, I'm thinking of Gates, I think. I think Gates was class of 93. Anyway, it's difficult, if not impossible, to hide this kind of information. And we should do a little bit of homework. David Roy Thompson, Thomson Reuters. Speaking of Thomson Reuters, so there's a companion article Leah Holman refers to Corey Morningstar's research, The Wrong Kind of Grain, and World Economic Forum, GLT Class of 93, which is public information. Michael Lords exposed Klaus Schwab School for COVID dictators, plan for Great Reset, and some other, you know, so we can do the research. It's not a secret. You know, really, you have a collection of what you might call arch supervillains, but again, you know, my worldview tells me that it's not these people per se. They're just useful, you know, they're dupes. But they are acting like minions, arch supervillains. We have to do this. It's an age-old plan. There's Glenn T. Martin's article that Leah Holman refers to, The Great Transition Requires the Earth Constitution. So, you know, this information is not secret, but we're lazy. And generally speaking, we don't care. Certainly, we don't. Do we have the right kind of sober-minded perspective to realize that this is war? Klaus Schwab said, we've penetrated the cabinets of government. There's another term. I think penetrate in this case is synonymous with infiltrate and subvert. And those who would cooperate with this agenda, I think in America that is tantamount to treason. Or it used to be anyway. Now we have the Rebecca West tells us we have the new treason. The new meaning of treason, that is. So this information is not secret. In fact, on that note, for those who are interested, one thing, you know, there are some folks who have gone to great lengths to inform the discretion of their fellow men. One of those is William Lutinsky. And if you go to Scribd, for example, Keith Knight over at libertarianinstitute.org has pointed to some of Lutinsky's posts on, what is it, Scribd, whatever, scribd.com. And you can look up William Lutinsky, Scribd or Scribd, whatever, .com, /user/14718632/William-Lutinsky. So William is William, and Lutinsky is Lytynski. And he has a massive, a voluminous collection of documents that he has taken the time to upload, historical documents and, you know, commentary on some of those. But, I mean, just to give you an example, let's see, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Russo-Ukrainian War, Rhodes Scholarship, A British Intrigue, Skull and Bones, Photographic History, The Clintons, Rothschild Agents, Korean War, Portraits of Council on Foreign Relations Members, War of 1812 and Napoleonic Wars, JFK Assassination, Organized Crime, Part 1, Part 2, I think it's just two parts. Council on Foreign Relations rosters, extensive. You know, collections, for example, 2007 to 2013, 2001 to 2006, 93 to 2000. Trilateral Commission membership list, 1998, 95. CFR roster, 87 to 92. Trilateral Commission membership, 85, 78. Anyway, you can find a lot of this information. I mean, and there's much more. You know, Pearl Harbor, the global war on terrorism, and most of the commentary is subtitled "Organized Crime" and ? Organized crime. Persian Gulf War, organized crime. Vietnam War, organized crime. Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1, colonization and partition, or it should be balkanization, I think. Part 2, political turmoil in South Vietnam. Imperial Japan, Part 1, Part 2. Korean War, organized crime. Cold War, organized crime. Bolshevik Revolution, organized crime. World War II, organized crime, war crimes, World War II, organized crime, international conferences and New World Order, several parts continuing, Great Depression and Fascism, the rise of Nazi Germany, and all, again, subtitled organized crime, World War I, organized crime. It's a like I said, it's a voluminous collection of information, and, you know, it's just astonishing. We don't seem to care enough to actually do something about this. Portraits of American Rhodes Scholars, list of Yale graduates, CFR, membership roster, 1922 to 2013. And, you know, it's these kinds of organizations and fraternal orders and interlocking directorates that and secret and not so secret allegiances that ultimately amount to what C. Wright Mills referred to as the power elite. And the way Edward Bernays put it in Propaganda, you know, same kind of thing. I mean, Mills, the way he put it, importantly, and as distinct from modern American conspiracy theory, Mills explains that the elite themselves may not be aware of their status as an elite, which is somewhat disingenuous. Some are not necessarily. That's a whole different discussion. Noting that often they are uncertain about their roles, and without conscious effort, they absorb the aspiration to be the ones who decide. Nevertheless, he sees them as quasi-hereditary caste, the members of the power elite. According to Mills, often enter into positions of societal prominence through educations obtained at Eastern establishment universities like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. But Mills notes, Harvard or Yale or Princeton is not enough. The point is not Harvard, but which Harvard? And I think a lot of people don't quite understand that, but Mills identifies two classes of Ivy League alumni, those who were initiated into the upper echelon fraternities such as the Harvard College Social Clubs or Porcelain or Fly Club, and those who were not. Those so initiated, Mills continues, receive their invitations based on social links, first established in elite private preparatory academies, etc., etc. So there's a triumvirate of groups, Mills says, that have succeeded weaker predecessors, 200 or 300 giant corporations. It's much fewer than that now, and most of those are the tech giants who have a certain political leaning, socio-political leaning, if you will. Obviously, useful to the cause. They are on the front lines of ESG. They are on the front lines of social justice. You know, they're the companies that will force they already are forcing employees to, you know, speaking of Black History Month, what have you done for, you know, basically, I mean, there are, it's kind of like an employment credit score or a social credit score for employment. These companies say, you know, what have you done for these social justice causes lately? You know, there are actually companies that are scoring these things. How do you feel about Black Lives Matter? What have you done? How many hours have you spent lately out in the community helping this organization? Well, can we define terms? Because, you know, there are provocateurs in our midst, Virginia. So 200 or 300 giant corporations, a strong federal political order, I would say nationalized at this point, that has inherited power from a decentralized set of several dozen states and now enters into each and every cranny of the social structure, the way Mills put it, and the military establishment, formerly an object of distrust fed by state militia, but now an entity with all the grim and clumsy efficiency of a sprawling bureaucratic domain. And again, by the way, the worst green offender on the planet, but whatever. I digress. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Make fun of people, but when you see Klaus Schwab in his Star Trek uniform, you know, in his Heaven's Gate uniform or whatever you want to call it, it's difficult not to, first of all, to think this is absurd, but second of all, to wonder what has come over people when they would listen to somebody like this for any length of time. And yet, you know, this guy has been very influential for 50 years. Michael Lord's piece, Exposed Klaus Schwab School for COVID Dictators, Plan for Great Reset, is actually a very informative piece. And again, these things are not secret. So what is going on here? And what's going on is the great deception. spoken of particularly, I would say, I mean, I will couch that and say that's my conjecture, but I would say it's hard to believe otherwise. There's a piece by a lady named Betty Miller, September 17, 2011, What the Bible Says About Lying Signs and Wonders. It's kind of interesting. Bud and Betty Miller seem like just old school, you know, simple, not, you won't probably find them on TBN. But, you know, she starts out quoting 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 11. And I think this is what we're seeing. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the work of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God, shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. But then why? The next verse, you know, we'll get into that in a minute. So she says, we live in an hour when there's an emphasis on things that are supernatural. Many movie, video, and TV programs are delving into the supernatural. What does the word supernatural mean? It refers to things that cannot be explained with a scientific or natural explanation. But fear not, the Kabbalists in our midst are seeking to do that. Enter the Pierre Teilhard de Chardin's, and now, you know, there's kind of a merger of, you know, the Chardin's and the Michio Kaku's. Because after all, you know, you don't have to be a Jewish mystic to be a Kabbalist, right? Not anymore. So Betty writes, it is beyond the natural, a wonder that seemingly defies logic and is not explainable by the known forces of or laws of nature. There are two sources that supernatural phenomenon can come from. Supernatural manifestations are actually things that have their source of power from the spiritual world. The spiritual world has two active powers in existence, God and his angels, and Satan and his devils, also known as fallen angels. Satan uses his supernatural lying wonders and signs to trap men into following him, while the Lord uses his miracles to lead men in a righteous path to follow him. From the above verse, we see that men can be deceived into believing a lie if they are deceived into accepting lying signs and wonders. The church is experiencing a lot of miracles at this time, but along with true miracles of God are also false gifts of power, signs, and lying wonders that are not of God. How do we discern the difference so that we do not get caught up in something that is not of God, which could lead us into error? And she explains, and that reminds me of a talk that Chuck Missler did many years ago. Actually, it wasn't that many years ago, I suppose. But it was, it's something that he came back to on a number of occasions. There's a video titled How to Avoid Deception that Strategic Perspectives 2015. That's one installment, for example. So who knows, maybe one of these days I've thought about coming back to that at some point. Maybe we'll do that. Stick around, we'll be right back, and we'll go to the phones when we come back.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Last time.
The good news, it's kind of late, so I don't have a long presentation. But I have a little different kind of presentation that I would give you something to think about. How many of you believe you know your Bible adequately? See, that's a scary question to really ask. Because you may feel you do, but you really don't admit it here. I understand. One of the things we need to recognize that every one of us in this room, me included, are learning. God is not finished with any one of us. Most of you look at me as, okay, I've learned it, and you're on the way of learning. No. All of us are on a learning path. He's not incomplete. Yeah, none of us are completed works in progress. In fact, I'm going to suggest the challenge that lies before each one of us is different. For some of you, it may be just to move diligently to the next book, whatever series you're looking at. For others, it may be something else. And I used to have this reading plan or that reading plan, but I also learned over time to change from time to time, not to get locked into. There was a time I was doing a lot of scripture memory, but I realized I was getting bits, not context. I discovered every pattern I used had its strengths and its deficiencies. So a mixed strategy is best, of course. But the main point is there is a challenge for each of you in the scripture. There is a page, a chapter, whatever, that the Lord would have you investigate. And it's different for all of us. So you just need to know that. When you're 15 minutes early for a doctor's appointment, no problem. Pull out your phone and knock off a chapter or two. Doesn't take long. But have some way to stay in the Word. And so I could go on and on about this, but I think I'm preaching to the choir. You understand what I'm saying. But I have a topic that is a troublesome one. And that is, Jesus himself several times gives us a command. Be not deceived. That's not a suggestion. That's in the imperative case. It's also in the present tense. I mean, it's continuous. How do you... That sounds pretty good. Be not deceived. Okay. The problem is, how? How do you and I fulfill that command? How do you and I keep ourselves from being deceived? Fair question. It's a good discussion question in your study groups, too. Just to unravel that and get into it.
Trade insights and so forth. And really, I mean, here we are. This is a time of unprecedented deception. There's this guy who's been running around, for years telling us that he's infiltrating or penetrating cabinets of government and wants to stick implants in people and stuff. And, that COVID is a great, convenient crisis. It's a crisis of our generation. And we've seen this movie, haven't we? Aliens come to Earth and, they get off the ship and they say, "We come in peace." And that's what he says, "We come in peace. Therefore, all your political leaders and all of your resources and et cetera, et cetera. All of your leader, all of your politic, all of your everything belong to us. We come in peace." Uh-huh. But it's actually war that he's talking about. May not be bombs dropping, but it's war. We'll come back to that. I just find it astonishing. Seriously, it might as well be a cartoon movie with him in his little spaceman suit saying, "We come in peace." And, it's the same old silly, Edward Woodward kind of B movie with, spaceships on a string. That's Klaus Schwab. And yet people are buying into this nonsense because, we have, it appears in Delphi fashion, since we have Macron and Merkel and all of these, and Trudeau and Buttigieg and all of these graduates of the International School for Arts Supervillains, they're all in agreement, so it must be in Delphi fashion that we all agree, right? What happened to you, America? It's absolutely astonishing, really. It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. To the phones, Patrick in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Yeah,
morning.
Insight, that's the key word, I believe. You said you beat us over the head with all, with the young leaders, and we could go on and on about that. They'd be so depressed. So these insights, I mean, where have we won? Well, we have won in the past against enemies. The Teutonic Knights were the defenders of the Europeans. The Norwegians they defended all of Europe against the most evil Hun and Mongolians up there. They banded together and very, very formidable. Okay, and the next down the road were the Templars. The same vein. They are very organized, very religiously based, and they were very successful in defeating all the gangsters who were stealing all their knights' money when they were out fighting the wars. So there you go. It's like, it's organized. You have to have a strong organization, a code of ethics. And then the Templars were Christian-based. You fast forward, everybody's underground. The Oklahoma City made sure of that, plus all the other Patriot Acts and all the other safety measures in place. But two people that I totally respect, that's E. Michael Jones, who said, if we don't go back to religion, we're going to lose. He's a brilliant historian. And he said he doesn't say that out of naivete. And then there was Nick Griffin. He's a leader of parliament of the far right for like 10 years. He's going to Templars. He first initially said, we're going to go to Hungary, build our armories and whatever, and come back if we want it. So it's organizing, it's building, but it's organizing. Here, they are deliberately targeting anybody that's they're purged, and the military's purged. Over and over, there's hundreds of generals purged, and they're confused. The only thing that there's one other Achilles heel these people have done is. Deborah Tavares, who has StopTheCrimeNet.org, she comes out in a speech and say, like, what we have is a foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves government, and that's what they are. They've made everything a corporation. Now it's convenient; it's a central power, but it's also an Achilles heel. That is not according to our constitutions. And it's got vulnerabilities. You're under corporate laws. That's not our law. And once we wrap our brains around it, the new battlefield is not going to be with guns, if you will. It's going to be with microphone, loudspeakers, and law books. And there's a lot of people getting. There's a lot of stuff in the works. A lot of organizations that are coming up. They're getting very educated, organizing, and. It's like, everything they're doing is unlawful. If there is no lawful judges, we can just forget that. We've got to go back to Scalia. Scalia that killed that said, you guys are the fourth branch of government. You're the ones, you're the oversight, not this fourth branch of government FDR created with these 200 alphabet. No, you're the fourth branch. Your common law courts that they've shut down. You run the grand jury, the people. When you come together, the Supreme Court has no oversight over you. You are the ultimate. And once we grab a hold of that, and understand how we've been deceived, you know, and they completely shut down, you know, all of our understanding of who we are, what our powers are. We are the oversight. It's going to, you know, then I see the next thing is that we're going to have a confrontation initially. It's going to come to a confrontation just like they did in Canada. You know, they butted up with them with the Ambassador Bridge and with power or force. And we didn't know how to deal with that. But sooner or later, we're going to have a counterforce, and then it's going to have to go to the courts. Like, you know, as they said that in Bundy's, the Bundy Ranch up there. You know, yes, there was going to be it was a standoff. And it could have been, could have went hot. But our only thing that saved the Bundy's was we brought in one of our legal scholars in common law, David Strait. And he schooled Ryan how to handle himself. And he's prevailed. You don't play their game. You gotta understand their game, and use the right counter to that. With that, I'll back out of. I don't want to get distract from what you're doing, but that's what I think is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's happening. There's a lot of things that are coming about. As a matter of fact, the military is actually, time after time, is siding with us, and says, "You guys, you're corrupt. You better let this, you know, correct itself right here about, you know, creating banks, things about forming assemblies and stuff. You know, and the military has protected us." And there's a couple stories about that. I'll back up with somebody else, put their ideas out. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you, Patrick. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah. You know, the trouble is this has been gamed eight ways from Sunday, and the counterforce, the counterbalance is not just foreseen and accounted for. It's planned on. It's expected. Again, the just kind of the broad overarching concept is the clash of civilizations. And the reason, again, that this broadcast has sounded like church lately, which is, it's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to sound like a sermon, but the bottom line is, you know, in the, you know, the Machiavellian era, the Nietzschean will to power era, where it's just this constant escalation of power and vigilantism, where does it end? And how do you, how does that end? Alan Richson is the new Jack Reacher, and the latest face of vigilante justice, you know, and the escalation of the will to power. If we could all just be like that, if we could all just emulate that, I think of Marshall McLuhan telling us that the medium is the message. And what is the message of the medium? What is the message of each new medium? And, you know, I think there's a very literal, definitely metaphorical, but there's a very literal connotation to, you know, the spiritism and the medium of you know, biblical context. So what is the message of each new medium? You know, if it's the television, if it's the silver screen, if it's the television, if it's the smaller screens, you know, like the desktop, laptop, cell phone, the Apple Watch, what is the message of the medium? You know, is it not, for the larger screens, is it not selfishness? I mean, just think about, in simple terms, you know, you turn on the television. Back in the old days, you had three channels. Maybe you had one channel, and that's what you had. Now there are 500 channels and nothing to watch. It's a very selfish message. But then you go to the smaller screens, the smaller screens, and isn't it divination? Isn't it, all of those kinds of things? Mirror, mirror on the wall, I can know all things. Elon Musk thinks that we're all cyborgs. You know, even though the technological aspect of that is on the outside, it's an external input device, at least for now, until, his neural lace goes into effect. Isn't it the scrying mirror? Isn't it, mirror, mirror on the wall? Wikipedia, who's the fairest of them all? Anyway, the medium is the message to some extent. And what is the message? Stick around, we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. Stormy weather, the flies and spiders.
guard this roost beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaign.
Welcome back. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. But Chris, it could be a good thing, sure, and it's implemented by people who are, you know, very authoritarian, very... you know, they're technocrats, and technocrats are great at counting beans. They're great with beans. People are not beans, and they shouldn't be in charge of people because they treat people like beans. And, you know, they hold a view that we all should, you know, if we don't fall in line, they are the deciders, and they know best for all of us. And clearly, they're smarter than all of us. They're like Vizzini in The Princess Bride, you know? In a certain context, you know, Eric, what's his name? Eric Schmidt says that Google should have one answer. And but Chris, you know, I don't have a problem with his views. Right. First, they came for the socialists. And, you know, I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, then the Jews. Then they came for me and no one was left to speak for me. So why don't we put that guy, Kurzweil, in charge of research and development at our organization, because then, you know, we can have him implementing things. And since, you know, I mean, have we not been fighting big tech on, you know, people say YouTube, Google, they're censoring people. But I don't, you know, I don't disagree with, you know, their politics. So, right. And therefore, you know, censorship of people whom you might not agree with or do not hold, you don't have a Vulcan mind meld with them, then we should censor them? You're okay with that? What happens when it becomes you? Because it will. History tells us that is the lesson. You know, eventually it will be you. Kind of like the eugenicists, you know, it's funny how that works. We should get rid of stupid people. Where do we draw that line exactly? Who decides where we draw that line? Because it's funny how suddenly that line creeps and, whoops, it includes you. And frankly, that is the point that I keep threatening to get back to about the Bolsheviks that Jack Otto pointed out. Maybe I should do that today. It's horrifying. It is horrifying. And that's what happens. That's the compassion of social justice and socialism and Marxist-Leninism. The compassion of it is genocide, is the mass extermination of people. That's where this goes. Second hour coming up, we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.